It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
But he can buy me a boat. He can buy me a truck to pull. He can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah. Well, it can buy me a boat.
Perfect intro, Tui. Looks like it's going to be a perfect weekend for a boat show. And welcome to the Speak Out, everybody. That is Chris Jansen. Buy me a boat, of course. Boat shows this weekend. We've got somebody in from Go Lake Havasu, the director of marketing. We haven't had Jason Castellucci on the show yet. Welcome to the show, Jason.
I am delighted to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. You said, I think I was on with you about 5 years ago. I'm like, no, you missed me by about a year.
Right.
But not a problem. Not a problem at all. Welcome to the show. I'm really glad to have you here. It looks like a perfect weekend for a boat show.
It is a perfect weekend for a boat show. Great weather. As I was driving here, I saw the boats. I saw the crowds beginning to build up. There's just a lot of excitement in the air. You can feel it. So, yes, everyone is excited about the high-performance boats that are here.
Right. Well, we've got that next weekend, too, with Desert Storm, of course.
Correct.
We've got the boat show this weekend to benefit the Lake Havasu Marine Association. Anyway, welcome to Speak Out. It is Friday, April 19th. I wrote the 20th for some reason. April 19th. And, of course, the boat show, you've got other events going on. There's some jet ski racing going on that Julie Lewis said that her son was participating in. There's a lot of events this weekend. There's stuff up in Bullhead City, Kingman. This is definitely, we're in the middle of event season, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Event season is in full swing.
Tell me about your history with Go Lake Havasu.
Well, this will be my 9th year with the Bureau. I started out as director of digital marketing, and at that time, my main responsibility was to oversee the redesign and redevelopment of GoLakeHavasu.com.
So you've been there since Doug Traub?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and it's been a great ride.
I was going to say, you must fly under the radar. Is that safe to say?
Yes,
or
I think
one of those things you can hole up in your office and be marketing director?
I think it's safe to say. Yeah, I like to stay more focused on my work than publicity.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, Jason's here and I'm talking about a little bit of history, but tell me about the events that we're looking at. You've got a whole list there, a couple pages of events.
Yes, the boat show opens today at Lake Havasu State Park.
That's Windsor 4.
That's Windsor 4.
Right.
And this will be the 33rd annual Lake Havasu Boat Show, if you can believe it.
That's hard to believe,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, that is a long, long time. As I said, the Windsor 4 is just packed. So if you enjoy boats and other toys, that is the place to be this weekend.
You can actually, I know with Just for Fun down there, you can actually purchase a boat at the boat show, have it financed the whole nine yards.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that can all go through right there on scene, and they're probably not the only ones, but I know Just for Fun was one of the major dealers that's at the boat show that has a complete line that you can look at.
Sure, sure. You are going to find a lot of probably manufacturers, representatives, dealers. I don't know exactly the business side of it. Mm-hmm. I know, I don't know, it's either this show or the Sandwater Expo.
Sandwater,
yeah.
Sandwater Wind
I know,
Rain Expo. Yeah.
I know that show, actually, people had the opportunity to test the product out on the water.
The test drive.
Which is really cool.
Right. I think you can do that this weekend as
can
well.
You? Okay, yeah.
Plus there's the big, it looks like a VIP tent, but everyone's a VIP. It's a $10 admission. And all of the, not all of that, but the proceeds after, you know, paying for infrastructure or what have you, go to the Lake Havasu Marine Association.
Yes.
And, they do, we know what kind of work they do here in Lake Havasu. And then the entertainment, of course, provided by, my band, Black Cat X, will be out there both days.
Nice.
Noon to four tomorrow. I just sent out about 20 invites to that. And, what was it? 11 to three on Sunday.
Yes,
so, but it looks like it's going to be perfect weather.
Yeah, perfect weather. Kids 10 and under are free with a paid adult, and parking is free.
Nice.
Yeah. So
Bring
the family. Bring the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'll be bringing mine.
Do you run the events calendar as well?
No, Jackie Leatherman runs that. She's our sales director,
right.
Our director of sales, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And she has done a phenomenal job of keeping that up over the years. It's such an important resource for not just visitors, but I can't tell you how many locals rely on that calendar to plan out their weekend events like the boat show.
Yeah, including this local here.
Right,
Yours truly. When I'm doing the community calendar for the Radio Central stations,
yes.
That's a fallback a lot of
times.
Yes. It's a very comprehensive calendar. And, I mean, you go to other calendars in the tri-state area, like from, I don't want to say any bad things about them, but a lot of times you go to click on a graphic and let's say it doesn't expand, so you can't read the flyer, for example. But that one that Jackie does, she does a really good job on that.
She
I'm going to give her props.
And it has to be done well, because you have a visitor who's shopping around for a destination to visit. That one event that weekend may make the difference between them coming here and going to some competing destination like Laughlin or somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's really vital to keep visitors coming here. Give them more reasons to come here.
Sure. So you have the boat show today, tomorrow, Sunday here in Lake Havasu City. Opens in about 45 minutes from what I understand it, from noon till 6 today. Somebody thought that we played at night. I'm like, well, no. There's no nighttime plans. So there you go. But anyway, next weekend's big too.
Sure.
Huge.
Sure.
For Lake Havasu City, and especially on Thursday with that block party.
Sure. Sure.
Tell us about that.
We have a storm rolling in into town next week.
Desert storm.
We say we have the most expensive Main Street in the world, believe it or not, on Thursday, April 25th. We have more than 70 multi-million dollar boats line up along our downtown district.
70?
Yes, 70 multi-million dollar boats.
Okay, I have to ask you, Jason, who came up with the most expensive, or what was it, most valuable Main Street?
That I certainly can't.
No?
That was Jackie. That was Jackie.
That's a pretty good slogan.
And it's really accurate. I mean, if you count the number of boats there and the value of some of these. They're all custom boats, right?
Oh, yeah. They have to be towed on their sides.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah.
A great number of them.
We've been told that the Desert Storm Main Street Party is the only place in the world where you can walk right up to this its number of boats and the quality of boats at no cost.
That's incredible.
And we've got it right here in our downtown district.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So
it really is. So that's Thursday night.
Yes, that's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Or Thursday. I'm not sure when that starts.
Yeah.
Probably in the afternoon. And then you got the poker run Friday, Saturday?
Yes. Yes. That's Friday, Saturday. People go to the channel how many years it's been. I don't exactly recall, but that's the place to go see these boats on parade.
Well, when Jim Nichols owned the event, it was like two. I think it started in 05 or 06. And then I remember the Nichols family being involved with that, and then Jim Russell took it over.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Steve Ticknor. So, yeah, that's quite an event for Lake Havasu City. Probably one of the big three, if you were going to have a big three.
Absolutely. And the neat thing about that is it really highlights our destination. You've got the world-famous Bridgewater Channel. You've got the London Bridge. You got these amazing boats. So it's just such an amazing draw to have everything there. So makes for great photography, too.
Can you imagine buying fuel for those?
No. I can't imagine buying fuel for my own car.
I can't imagine.
It's gotten so expensive.
I can't imagine buying fuel for the tow vehicle on those.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, what comes in after Desert Storm?
April 20th, we have the Havasu Youth Market. That's actually tomorrow. It's a fun event to support young entrepreneurs, and that will be held at the Cause on Main Street. Cause is the kitchen art. Workspace. It was the former Schlotsky's building, for those that remember. That's a great event because it encourages children to use their creativity and imagination to come up with new ideas and products to sell. So important nowadays when kids are so focused on screens and digital things.
Do you have kids, Jason?
I have two.
They like young adults now. They don't like children.
Yeah, they grow up very fast.
I mean, children are children, but once they get over a certain age, it's like, I don't know, teenagers, young adults.
You
don't want to call them kids.
No, they don't like them.
Right.
You were very correct about that. There's also a drive-in movie night tomorrow at the shops, and I'm excited about this one because it's one of my favorite movies from way back in the day. It's Smokey and the Bandit.
Nice!
So at the shops, they'll be showing Smokey and the Bandit. It's the 1977 comedy rated PG. It is $20 per carload, cash only when you get there. The cool thing about that, what will highlight that event is a kind of a casual gathering of classic cars. So you got a classic movie, you got classic cars. If you enjoy those kinds of things, that's a great event for the whole family.
Yeah, classic cars, namely the Trans Am T-Top.
Yes, the Trans Am T-Top.
What a great car.
And the whole CB radio culture and all that stuff.
I actually got to drive one of those back in the day, in the 80s, Southern California. I was staying for a week with a friend, and that was the car they loaned me. So,
it's a nice car, and you have a nice friend.
Man, yes. So what's after that? And there's also a car show this weekend at Blonsey's called... Mopar versus Bowties.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so...
I didn't know that.
Of course, Dodge versus Chevy.
Sure.
At Blonsey's, and it's tomorrow, and they have a little run going over the bridge like they normally do, and then they go back to Blonsey's up on London Bridge Road for the car show.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice. Later in May, we have some major fishing tournaments coming. Won't get too detailed about those now, since... those are coming up next month, but just to mention those coming. And we also have an event that's very close to all of our hearts. It's the Arizona Adaptive Water Sports. These are people with brain and spinal cord injuries, giving them the opportunity to safely get out on the water and wakeboard and inner tube.
Sure.
So
it's become very popular here.
Yeah.
The Adaptive Water Sports event. Yeah.
Yes. It's a big event. You think about... You think about children, adults too, the sense of mastery, even if you're able-bodied, that comes with standing up on a jet ski or waterboarding or wakeboarding. So you can just think how excited it is for people with brain and spinal cord injuries to be able to do these kinds of things.
Yeah, that's a highlight of your life.
Yeah, it's a highlight of your life. It's a highlight of your life if you're able-bodied.
It can be, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's
a good way to look at it.
So, yeah. So those are some of our highlights. We hope people will, we have events, really, they cater just about everyone. And you can find all the details you need at golakehavasu.com. You just go to the main page, click the events button, and there's the events calendar.
I think the events calendar link is, I don't know, somewhere, there's another one about halfway down.
Yeah, yeah.
summertime's coming, obviously.
Right.
May is probably going to warm up middle of May-ish, definitely by Memorial Day. Any special plans marketing-wise for Memorial Day weekend? Then you got 4th of July coming up?
Well, our marketing calendar tends to be just seasonal. Obviously, in the cooler months, the winter and fall months, we tend to market more land-based activities like off-roading, hiking. Okay, whereas now that we're getting into the warmer weather months, we shipped over to more water-based
throw them
activities.
In the water.
But the cool thing about living here is, certainly you do not want to go out on the trails or off-road or hiking when it's very hot. We've had a lot of problems with that, right? But we're a year-round destination, so we really do have something for everyone throughout the year.
I remember when it was the Convention Visitors Bureau,
right?
CVB. I was going to say authority because that's Vegas, but no, it was the CVB. And then there was that changeover. I wasn't here for that, for when it went to Go Lake Havasu.
Right.
What was that like being the marketing director when that name change went through?
Well, it's challenging because we'd love to have more convention business, right? We want to get as many groups and meetings and conventions, events here, but we just don't have you're talking about the Las Vegas Visitors Authority. We don't have the kind of space to host some of those conventions.
Yeah, like the LVCVA. Sure.
Sure. Yeah, right.
But do you lose that sense of convention? Is that why the Go Lake Havasu is more attractive?
The reason we switched to Go Lake Havasu is we wanted to be a more first of all
a vacation destination.
When you answer the phone there and you have to say Lake Havasu City Convention and Visitor Bureau may help you. It's a one-on-one. It's a mouthful. But the reason we switched over to Go Lake Havasu is we wanted to be a more consumer-facing organization, since most of our business comes from tourists.
Is that common in the industry, Jason? For, to have something with the name of the city instead of Convention Visitors Bureau?
Well, we still are a Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Right.
Name-wise,
is that common for them to go like a Go Lake Havasu,
yes.
Go San Antonio,
yes.
Go this,
yes.
Go that?
Yes, go either, go name your city or visit, and there's even an experience. Any kind of action verb. There's often some sort of action verb attached to the destination name.
No, that's really interesting because I would think, like, having been to Monterey, I would think Experience Monterey,
right.
Something
right.
Like that would be a perfect name.
Yes, that's very common. That's been the trend for a while.
Oh, that's
so
really
that's
interesting.
That's one of the reasons we changed.
Anything you want to finish with before I bring in? I got a second guest. Kathy DeClark's going to come in from Faith and Grace, Inc., one of the newer nonprofits. I say newer. I think she's been up and running for 3 or 4 years now, but she's going to come in next after you. I wanted to know, is there anything that we didn't touch on that you want to touch on?
No, just to remind people, if you're interested in any of the events that we discussed or just interested in any of the attractions and amenities and such we have in the city, just visit golakehavasu.com.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Boat music okay?
Boat music is great.
All right.
I'm enjoying it.
We got a little pontoon from Little Big Town as we go to break, and that's Jason Castellucci, Director of Marketing for Go Lake Havasu. Thanks for being here.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Kathy DeClark's coming in next from Faith and Grace, Inc. And at the end of the hour, towards the end of the hour, Luana Gillette is going to call in from the London Bridge Republican Women's Club. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was
Getting into his car, I stopped and I waited for him.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Woo! I looked at my guest and I'm like, Kathy, I need a microphone on you. We were so busy getting talking points out, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you go from one live guest to the next live guest. So it happens. Speak Out. And I forgot to mention, Jason is my new best friend today. He brought me a brand new Go Lake Havasu. They're like a, it's like burlap kind of, but more tightly woven, with the Go Lake Havasu logo on it. But their shopping bags are tremendous. You can see people, Kathy, next to you at the grocery store, they're bagging their groceries. Like, where did you get that? Right?
Yeah.
It's like in the old days when you had the box boys would put your groceries in a box.
And I'm sure you were a box boy.
No, my dad was.
Yeah.
Well, my dad managed box boys, but we still call them box boys. At least he did. And then I know my mom does. My sister's a manager, a shift manager at an Albertsons in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So she calls them box boys. But I guess they're customer, I don't know what they are now. Customer
service.
Something. Some watered down. It should be box boy. You know, I'm not politically correct. So there you go. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, by the chair. Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment with Hollis Googe tonight in a flip-flop atmosphere. A fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to the chair. Say hi to Hollis for me. Tell him Paula V said hi. That's what he calls me. Paula V.
Paula V.
Yeah, instead of Paul Lavoie, he just calls me Paula V. I, you know, some people you just can't repeat it enough. So, Mojave Community College by SamsGuns.com. SunPower by Esme Electric. Also by Dorita's Place, and by our newest sponsor, ZMI Mobility. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats, and stair lifts. ZMI Mobility up in the 900 block of Lake Havasu Avenue. Don't forget to buy local, or it's buy local. And Kathy DeClark is here, the founder. And I think I was your first interview, right?
Yes, you were.
Faith and Grace, Inc., and Faith and Grace, Inc. has really established a name for itself. I'll admit, Jim Russell and I kind of looked at each other after the first time you were on. It's like, well, let's see how that goes, right? But
right.
You have really turned Faith and Grace, Inc. into, I mean, I hate to say a household name when it comes to a domestic violence shelter, which is what you are.
And we want awareness.
Right, but now there's a full awareness of who Faith and Grace, Inc. is.
Yes.
And thanks to you. So congratulations.
Well, me and all the volunteers and the advocates have had that opportunity to build programs to meet people's needs.
And you have quite the board, too.
Oh, I have a wonderful board.
Tell me about your board.
Well,
you don't have to go name for name.
Oh, well, no, I know the names. Susan Murphy mm-hmm. is the vice president, and we're grateful to have all her marketing and PR experience. Jean LaCoy is our treasurer. She's been our treasurer since we started, and her attention to detail is painful sometimes. But I'm
so
grateful.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, just every penny is accounted for. If I forget a receipt, all heck is going to cut loose until I find that receipt.
Wow.
So
really?
She is so detail-oriented uh-huh. and so good at what she does. We're grateful to have her. I have a new board member. Her name is Jerry Liebelt.
Okay.
Jerry has retired for a year and decided she needed to do something. So she is now the secretary on our board, which is a big job as well. But her background is that she has worked in as a national director of a telephonic company
okay.
with 30,000 employees under her. So she's got a lot of energy. She's going to be our new volunteer coordinator because we have been so lucky to have volunteers step up all the time.
So there are a number of organizations here in Lake Havasu City that are, I call it, stepping over the same dollar to pick up pennies.
Oh, yeah.
Is it tough to fundraise in this atmosphere here in Lake Havasu City, being that there are so many organizations and nonprofits here?
I wouldn't call it tough. It's part of my continual job. However, so many of the nonprofits, we have that thread that runs through all of them and the resources that we share, so that to me, it's not competitive.
Mm-hmm.
We're supporting each other. If I get products or clothing or something that we can't use or somebody else needs, we can share our products.
That's a great philosophy.
If things are donated to us and someone needs them,
mm-hmm.
we want to use them for that.
Tell me about, during the break, he kind of distracted me a little bit with the number of children you have right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish there was no need for your nonprofit. No offense.
I understand.
But this is amazing, folks. You want to hear this. Tell me how many kids are at Faith and Grace Inc. right now.
Right now we have 12 moms and 16 children.
That's incredible.
It is an amazing number, and we've had a lot of children this year. So with that number of children, we want to be able to not only wrap services around the women, but also the children. So we've developed some new children's programs. The children have always received counseling. But one of the things that we're setting up right now is an equine program.
Nice.
And
nice.
There's a woman, Ms. Nelson, in Yucca.
I'm familiar, right?
That's certified in trauma-informed care and PTSD and children that have gone through these horrible situations.
And she's a survivor herself.
Yes.
Yeah. And the exposure to the horses and that. Tell our audience about that.
She has a farm. She has horses. She has a cow. She has chickens.
Mm-hmm.
She has an emu.
That's funny.
I know. I was just like, what is an emu doing in this? But she has a couple of children of her own. And so it's her passion. It's her, just like mine, to give back what you went through, to help someone else through it. So when we saw the article in the paper, actually, mm-hmm. I called her that day and said, hold our spot. We'll be there. So
right.
We're getting all the paper, legal papers ready and for liability.
So you haven't been out there yet, or have you?
No, I haven't.
I guess it's pretty life-changing, the transformation with some of the kids.
Yes.
Just the connection with the animals, being on the farm, and yeah, it's completely different from what they're used to. Maybe an authoritative atmosphere that they've been in.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Right.
And we have two little boys that we should be taking out there shortly.
How young?
One is, I believe he's 7, and the other is 4, maybe.
7's the perfect age.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they used to live on a farm, and he talks about missing his animals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're excited, and his mom is excited to participate.
Right. All right, let's take another break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more to Kathy DeClark from Faith and Grace, Inc., and it's the, I want to find out, I mean, when you have 12 kids, there has to be more than, I'm thinking more than one facility, more than one safe house, or not? No, I'm getting the blank stare right now, but a smile at the same time, because Kathy always smiles. And then we'll have LaWanna Gillette calling at the towards the end of the hour with the London Bridge Republican Women's Club. They've got an event at the King Arthur Room at the London Bridge Resort tomorrow afternoon to meet the candidates. So stay with us on Speak Out. It's Boat Show weekend, so we got boat show music. We'll be back.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Blues, what blues? Hey, I forgot them. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. dock somewhere.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul LaVoy, and we have Kathy DeClark in here from Faith and Grace, Inc. And we will be taking another break this hour before we bring Luana Gillette on by phone. Hopefully Luana calls in, right? Yeah, she's usually pretty responsible, though. And yes, she's been bugging me all week to be on the show. So
of course
not
she's
bugging.
Call.
She's been requesting. My bad. You don't want to get on Luana's bad side, by the way. All right. Kathy DeClark here, and you had some more information. It's what was it? I can't remember the month. It's April.
April
is Domestic Violence Awareness Month?
Or no, that's October.
Children.
Child abuse. Awareness.
God, man,
yeah.
Mary Lou is just going to strangle me when she sees me.
Yes, she is.
Speaking of violence. I'm kidding, Mary Lou. All right. What do you got for me?
Well, 90% of the children are abused by someone they know, which is sort of a horrifying fact.
It really is.
Between 30 and 40% of the people that are abused as children go on to be abusers themselves.
It's a pattern?
It's a learned behavior.
Do you, with Faith and Grace, Inc. and your programs and that, is there a way that you combat that with programs of your own so that kids don't fall into that behavior when they're adults?
Yes, that's part of what their counselors work on, is alternate behavior and appropriate responses, and keeping them, showing them how to behave. So they need life coaches sometimes because they just have not gotten that information. They've maybe been secluded, or defense mechanisms keep them away from people.
Now, you're, if I remember right, very faith-based, correct?
No, we're not faith-based.
Your charity, I don't like that word. Your nonprofit is not faith-based. But
no.
You are personally, correct?
I am. I go to church.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I knew that. Does that play a role in why you do this?
No. The actual reason why I do this was because my daughter and her four children, who live in Havasu, were victims of domestic violence when interagency was here.
Oh, okay.
And I was volunteering at interagency. I answered their phone, made their beds, cleaned their laundry. So that was my job. But I saw what interagency had done for them with the counseling and all the programs that they had. Really helped my grandchildren in particular to come out from under the table when the counselor was trying to talk, to actually participating in a group, the SAP group, at the elementary schools.
Wait, literally under the table?
One of them,
they would just retreat.
They did not want to talk about it. They did not want to hear about it. They did not trust.
Tell me about some of the success stories without giving too much away, because there's obvious anonymity factors here with those people who utilize your domestic violence shelter.
Yes.
Do you have success stories already? It's been, what, 3 years, 4 years?
5 years.
Five?
5 years.
Because I've been here four.
Yeah.
And okay, tell me about some of those stories.
Well, we have a woman that in town, who has stayed in town, has gotten herself a wonderful job. I see her everywhere. She's happy. She's moved from a small apartment, which we were able to help her get, to a larger apartment with her two children.
Kids are in school, obviously.
Kids are in school. Mm-hmm. I just saw her this weekend. Kids are doing well. She's happy. She's grateful for all that we had done for her. And she's still part of our program. She's part of our mobile program. Mm-hmm. If she needs assistance or has questions, wanted to go back to counseling or any of those things, we would offer that to her and or the children. We have a benefactor that donates Grace Arts tickets. So many, almost all, I'd say, of the women and children have never been to a play.
Oh, yeah.
So Peter Pan, we can use these tickets for these families. And one of the children went, the screen, you know, the curtains opened, and it was like, is this the movie?
Oh, wow.
They had never seen the play.
Sure.
But we want them to get experiences that maybe they haven't had that are fun and, you know, do all we can. Provide after-school care for them so the mothers can work and maybe not get there by after school, but by 6 o'clock after Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to sign them up for whatever sports they may be interested in. You know, we've got soccer kids, so we have soccer moms. We have, you know, softball kids. We have softball moms. Learning to be part of the community while they're here.
And not be isolated.
They go to events. We encourage them to go to, say, the Messengers of Recovery, which was last weekend.
Oh.
Because it's a family event. And the children are down by the water and having a good time and having hot dogs or whatever.
So these are all donation-based, obviously, when you're sending people to theater or
yes.
different events or
yes.
maybe some gas to get around town or and operate the shelter itself. How do people donate to help you?
There are a couple of ways. One, some people have signed up on our website for a monthly donation, which is we're very, very grateful for. Some people are part of a civic organization, and they do fundraisers for us. Many people will call and ask what we need. And I have three different groups of people in the community that I can call and say, I need things like anything that you buy at Sam's Club all the time. I need wipes, I need paper towels, I need toilet paper, nothing glamorous.
But that's a trip to Bullhead City.
Yeah.
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 That takes money right there.
Yeah. And even copy paper, that's not just for our office. Our women have to take certain classes that we have to print them out in triplicate and send them to whomever's requiring the class. So that's something that's always welcome.
Did you think when you took this on 5 years ago that it was going to be that big, that you were going to have to deal with copy paper, that you were going to have to deal with household supplies? I mean, we talked about toilet paper and that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I remember that. But did you think it was going to be all this?
No. No, I actually...
But probably happy you are. I mean, look at the relief you're providing.
Yeah, I'm ecstatic. If someone comes up with something that we've never encountered before, mm-hmm. we stop and as a group, talk about how can we accomplish this? What can we do? One of our barriers was that women that wanted to come in had an animal at home. We cannot take animals in our houses. Can you imagine with 16 children?
It's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had an arrangement with the Humane Society. They keep them for 30 days, but our residents couldn't go visit them.
Oh.
And so we have a veterinarian in town that is doing a class right now that has five people teaching them how to foster animals for Faith and Grace.
How nice is that?
That is amazing.
And you have a little source of advertising here on McCulloch on that pylon sign out there by the Woods building. It says Faith and Grace, Inc.
Yes, it does.
Did you have office space donated? Are you sharing office space? It seems like you're getting bigger and bigger.
We have some office space that we use.
Right.
And our counselor uses, one of our counselors. So we have had delusions of grandeur that we're going to expand.
Sure.
But not acting upon that right now.
That's appointment only, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to give people the number? So if they, or is there a number? Is there a contact? Is there any way they can contact you for, some sort of consultation if they need to?
Oh, certainly our 24...
The outreach.
Yeah, the 24-hour outreach number is 928-302-1358.
Okay.
And that will go to an advocate who will try to meet their needs, whatever it is they're calling about.
Again, it's 928-302-1358 for Faith and Grace, Inc. If you need the number, you have a... maybe you know somebody who's in crisis and, you know, a little bit scared to take that first step.
Right.
That would be the first step. Make that phone call and they'll hopefully help you through it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Anything else? Did we miss anything? I know you have a lot of kids programs that are going on right now.
Right. One of the programs that we've developed, since we got the city grant is a mobile advocacy program. And that's women that started calling because of the awareness to meet with an advocate to see if they could get counseling or perhaps paralegal help or just to understand the situation they're in, maybe a safety plan to leave. I didn't check this morning what the number of mobiles were, but we have about, I'd say probably 20 mobile that participate in our program. And all of the women that have left, if they're in the community and want their children to come back for Christmas, we get a beautiful Christmas as a result of our community for the children. And the Easter Bunny as well seems to find us in April. So
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations on your progress. And I know there's more to go. And you have a wonderful board. And Kathy DeClark, God bless you for what you do in
Thank
this
you.
Community.
Thank you.
I know a lot of people appreciate it. And you're just getting bigger and better.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks for being here. Back on Speak Out. We'll get you on in a few more months and give us some more progress.
All right.
More good news.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
So I think Luana Gillette just called in. So we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll tell you about this event that's going on at the London Bridge Resort King Arthur Room tomorrow. And I'll be back with more on Speak Out in just a moment.
But it's a real beauty. I'm Mexican.
We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling all right when the
All right, little Kenny Chesney. Music going out to the Boat Show starting in about 5 minutes here in Lake Havasu City. The Havasu Boat Show, of course, benefiting the Havasu Marine Association. And right now we're going to talk about another event that's going on tomorrow from 2:30 to 5 at the London Bridge Resort. And we have Luana Gillette on the line from the London Bridge Republican Women's Club. And from what you're telling me off the air, Luana, it's going to be a packed house. Tell me about the event.
What we've got now is we've got 26 candidates from all over Mojave County who are going to be speaking to the people who come to hear them. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the word out to the people who don't go to the clubs or are not able to hear these speakers somewhere else. So we're giving them the opportunity to see their candidates up close and be able to talk to them.
This is like a Republican picnic, but it's at the London Bridge Resort.
Is this
Democrats and Republicans?
No, just Republicans. We don't do Democrats.
Oh, I understand that. But tell me which candidates we're talking about.
We are talking about Sonny Borelli, Leo, and also John Gillette.
Mm-hmm.
We have, Gosar couldn't make it.
Okay.
But we have a couple of people who are running for the Senate, not Kerry Lake, unfortunately, and not Sheriff Lamb, but we do have a couple of that are running.
That's U.S. Senate, right. What about supervisors candidates? I know you said Sonny. What about Buster or anybody from Bullhead City?
Absolutely. We have both Ron Gould, Buster, Sonny, and a couple of other people that are running for the supervisors.
Yeah, I would
imagine.
It's going to
be really good. It's going to be a good, I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. And it's the first time we've done it this way. Mm-hmm. Normally what we do is we have the meet and greet before one of our meetings, but that hasn't been working out real well. And so this is a new way to do it, and we're hoping we're going to do it every election year.
What really caught my eye was the cost.
Yeah, $5 per person.
$5, really? That's like $5 is the new $1 bill, you know?
I know.
It really is. Well, you get a lot of $5 bills in your tip jar nowadays. But anyway, we got about 1 minute, so go ahead and tell me everything that's going on tomorrow. And it's 2:30 to 5 o'clock.
That is correct, 2:30 to 5. We are going to have hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, so if anybody wants to drink, they can. I just really am looking forward to this because it is, like you say, and I hadn't thought of that, it is kind of like the picnic because we want the candidates to tell us what they are going to do and what they are for, not talk against the other candidates.
So you're going to have like a 5-minute stump speech for each candidate. Is that pretty much it?
That is correct.
That's awesome. Okay, again, it's 2:30 to 5 o'clock tomorrow, London Bridge Resort, King Arthur Room. Hors d'oeuvres will be served, cash bar, $5 per person. Anything we miss, Luana? Real quick.
Nope. I think that pretty much covers it. Just come on out and meet your candidates.
Perfect. Luana, we're going to have Sean Hannity up next. I know you're a big Hannity fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I am.
Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the boat show.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.